Ace away, folks. You're now entering the corking room. This is where the final step in the bottling process happens, where we prepare all the corks for all the bottles of Brunello that you saw earlier.
This is PFW in progress.
I've always actually wondered about that. How do you cork the bottles?
Excellent question, Mabella. As you can see, we are soaking all the corks in this room right now.
PFW in progress.
These three guys right here are some of the most talented cork soakers. Say hello, you old cork soakers.
With Fred Kirsch.
Now, I'm curious, how does one become a cork soaker?
As we are like to say, cork soakers are born, not made.
Paul Perillo.
Luigi here was simply born to soak cork.
I love soaking a cork. I could soak a cork all the night long if they let me.
And Andy. And Andy?
So, are all corks the same?
No. I like to soak the big, thick cork.
Andy Hart.
The great thing about the cork soaking is that while you are soaking the cork, you can also massage at the grapes.
The Sheriff,
hey,
Tom Casale.
You old house of juggery?
You know, when are you walking in here? I could have sworn you're already an expert cork soaker. Yeah.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Thank you. I dabbled in college.
PFW in progress.
Do you ever run out of corks to soak?
This one vintage was unusually large, and I thought Giuseppe would need the extra cork.
And I thought Marcello would need more corks.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
So we soaked each other's corks at the same time.
All right, PFW in progress. Tom Casale here with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. No Fred Kirsch. We have no idea where he is. Friday
I'm saying
is
he couldn't
day.
Take it anymore. He jumped off the 300.
Yeah,
level.
He was.
Rome is burning around him.
He was running around the office screaming and yelling about something in the rule he thought he found.
The might.
Yeah.
He was picking words out. It's like a point counterpoint when you argue with him.
One word and changing
Bingo.
It and. So
I don't
no
think
one,
they fine you $500K for one word.
So no one knows where Fred is. Email webradio at patriots.com. Phone number 508-543-7482. Well, the decision has been handed down. The Patriots will be docked their first-round draft pick if they make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, it's a second- and third-rounder. Bill Belichick has been fined $500,000, and the team fined $250,000. Reaction.
Tom, how long does it take you to think these up?
No, I think it's a stiff but fair penalty. I think that they obviously did something wrong, and the commissioner ruled in such a manner. I think that the fine was extreme. You know, anytime you're talking about the most you can actually fine someone, I mean, you have to consider that at the high end. The draft pick will hurt, no doubt. But I think it could have been worse, but I think it's a significant penalty that they're paying. And as Belichick said in his press conference about 18 different times, it's in the past. We'll move on. We're focused on the San Diego Chargers.
Yes, and we'll get to the press conference. But, Paul, I've heard some people say, you know, it's not that bad. I mean, what did you think, that they were going to fine him $50 million and kick him out of football?
Not F1.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think, you could have suspended him in addition to what they did do.
Right. That's the only thing.
That would be worse. And I think that Goodell's reasoning for not doing that was because he felt like it was kind of toothless.
Right. The only thing I would say, people are saying, the first-round draft pick isn't that big of a deal. And I'm going to throw out some names to you guys. Asante Samuel, Teddy Bruschi, Junior Seau, Mike Vrabel, Randy Moss, Dante Stallworth. These are guys who might not be here next year. So I think next year, if a lot of those guys leave, that'll be as close to a rebuilding season as the Patriots have had under Belichick. I'm not saying they're going to be, 5-11, but they'll have to replace a lot of bodies. And not having a first-round draft pick, and Andy, as you pointed out upstairs, that means you're losing a Logan Mankins, you're losing a Lawrence Maroney, you're losing those guys like that. That's big. I mean, I understand it's not going to cripple the team forever, but as far as the suspension goes, I think that's a pretty tough penalty. I think that's a pretty tough penalty to lay down on the team, personally.
Yeah, no, I think it's very significant. And when you further add in that the Patriots have been extremely, extremely good picking in the first round, they don't have any misses. I mean, you're talking Seymour, Warren, Wilfork,
unless
Graham,
you're Fred Smirlis.
Watson.
Dan Klecko.
Well, I'll give that an incomplete because we haven't seen him play yet, but with Merriweather. But the rest of these guys are all or have been significant starters, long-term starters for the Patriots. They don't miss with first-round picks, and there's no reason to believe that they will in the future.
Yeah,
so that's a significant loss.
And I understand they have another one, but still, it's the whole point of taking away a first-round pick and the monetary amount. That's a tough, you know. Don't you think, Andy? It's harsher than I thought it was going to be.
It's harsher than I thought. Certainly, initially, you know, when this was coming out Monday, Tuesday, I thought first round pick would be unprecedented. I didn't think there was a chance. I thought it would be a couple mid round picks or something, you know, second, third, fourth, $500,000 going to the max there. I mean, let's be honest, they went max. You can't take any more than a first round pick. That's the max. You know, you can take multiples of that or whatever, but a first-round pick is as high as you can go in the draft.
And the one thing that I would say, and I have heard people say that they've got off kind of light, you know, and I don't really agree with that. I think we all three of us agree that they would hit pretty hard. The one thing that I'll say that gives credence to the people who think they got off with a little light was the whole stipulation, the whole conditional aspect of the draft pick, I don't understand at all. If they don't make the playoffs, it turns into a second and third round pick. If they do, it's a first round pick. To me, it shouldn't matter at all. But if you're going to put some kind of conditions to it, I think it's backwards. I think it should be the other way around. I think if you're deeming that they got an unfair advantage, then that should have affected them on the field, correct? I mean, they should not have done well if you think that if they all of a sudden don't make the playoffs, which I think we all think there's no chance of them not making the playoffs short of Tom Brady getting injured. I mean, all of a sudden, if they go 8-8, don't you sit there and say, wow, they really must have gotten a lot out of this in the past. You should punish them even more. I think that should be worth a higher draft pick. I don't understand that whole thing, but we're nitpicking here. I think it was a heavy fine that Goodell decisively came down and said this stuff isn't going to be tolerated, and the Patriots have taken their medicine.
Yes, and the press conference today, Bill Belichick under fire, like I've never seen. Have you guys ever seen him take that kind of questioning before?
Not really. Well, early, I mean, the Bledsoe thing would be the closest thing.
I would say that, and I would say the Lawyer Malloy thing also.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He took a lot on that, Andy.
So, but he...
This was worse than that.
Oh, this was worse because it was him. I mean, this was far worse than anything I've ever seen because he
at least there he had
did something wrong.
A positive leg to stand on. Yes. I made a decision that was in the best interest of the football team. I did what I had to do.
There's no way
this wasn't in the best interest of his football team. He hurt his football team. They are not as good today as they would have been had this never happened. He hurts them for the next foreseeable future in terms of money and picks. So he had nothing to stand on.
And that remains true, Andy, even if they win the next 15 games and go 16-0.
Right.
That's where I think people – I disagree with some people. I think that he put the team in a bad light, and that will never go away.
But even if you don't want to say light, it's a fact. If they say they win two Super Bowls in the next couple of years, I might say they would have won three had they had that player that was the extra first-round pick. You hurt your team moving forward. You cannot deny
Plus,
that.
I think people are going to say, obviously, that they're still doing it, just like the guys that continue to hit home runs.
That might be harder based on the NFL will closely review and monitor the Patriots' coaching video program effective immediately. I don't know what closely means, like closely as in there'll be a guy following them around everywhere. I mean, I don't know what that means, but they are in the spotlight of the NFL right now. The NFL is keeping an eye on them.
Plus, they have 6 years' worth of data that they've collected in doing this. Mm-hmm. They claim they don't do it on they don't use it on game day. So what are they using it for? The next game. So to me,
that's the most important.
And
game.
This is something all of us have said in the last week, and I want to kind of say it again. Bill Belichick doesn't do anything to waste his or his team's time.
Right.
If he did this, he did it for a reason. The reason I don't know. He hasn't told me, and I'm pretty sure he never will.
Competitive advantage.
But he did it for a reason. That's all he does, is he does things to get results. So anyone who's saying, well, he just wanted to prove a point, no, that's totally, you don't know the team well, if that's what you're saying. Fred Kirsch, in other words, has no idea what he's talking about. That's what I mean.
Oh, I know where Fred is, by the way.
Where?
He's giving a tour to a Hungarian guy.
He's an idiot.
The head of the Patriots Hungarian fan club.
You might want to let us know, because we just kind of came down figuring it was such a busy
day.
Normally, we don't come down on Fridays.
Would have been a Paul Perillo part two.
And believe me, Tom, you do not want to be linked with that.
No. But we should also mention that there was a lot of news people at the press conference.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys agree, but in my opinion, news people ask way better questions than sports writers because they, like Andy, you said, they deal with governors and senators.
They deal with things that actually
matter,
that affect humanity, human beings, people.
And they know how to keep going.
Not entertainment.
They know how to keep going on something, on a particular topic. So it wasn't just the regular sports writers there. There was actual news people from San Diego, from around this area.
So hot.
and in one slight defense of us schmuck sports writers, who I totally agree do not ask great questions, and I would put ourselves in that group. I'm not trying to call anybody else out.
I ask pretty good questions.
Yours are the worst. You know, do you, you know, what goes into the decision on the red jersey?
Well, I
think that's a fine question.
I think the way Aaron
I'm just joking,
stood out yesterday with the,
bastard.
With the holding question, I think was phenomenal.
What I was going to say about the news questions, I do think they interrogate in a better way, in a more experienced way than sports writers do. But I also think in the defense I would mount is it's a little bit easier to pound away at a topic
if you're not going
to
be there
when you're not coming back the next day or for the next year or for the next rest of your career.
There's no doubt about it.
So the Patriots make news again.
The guys,
just sports.
The guys for the Globe and the Herald have to deal with Belichick.
It's a little bit harder to look a guy in the eye and say, "Why did you cheat?" When you have to look that guy in the eye again the next day and the next day and the next day. And your livelihood depends on your ability to garner any kind of information from that man.
There's no question about it. But the penalty has been laid down. The NFL has spoke. The Patriots kind of spoke. Spoken.
They're going to do a documentary on that?
Anybody else want to host?
I was waiting for it.
I'm not really feeling that great today. So if anyone else wants to jump in the chair,
he's got Andy
free.
Hart issues.
But you know what?
Do you?
Did you eat one of those Red-Eye Grillers?
Why you're not going to the Foxborough Dartmouth game tonight?
Yeah, I'm hurting.
You have some? They probably have some outhouses there. Porta potties.
They do.
You'll be all right.
You've christened those?
No,
they have a little field turf action there, I think.
I go walking there all the time. You know my...
I'm walking here.
I know that line, Paul.
What else is going on?
There's a game against the Chargers on Sunday.
How's
Bill was
going?
Interested in talking about that, but no one else really wanted to.
We should add that. For the first time that I can ever remember, Bill kept saying, are there any questions about the Chargers earlier in the week? And there was all the questions about this incident. Finally, the media relations director, Stacey James, stepped in and said that we'd be happy to take any more questions about the San Diego game on Sunday. If not, this is the final question. It was a final question again on the video, as Andy says, Video Gate 2007. And that was the end of the press conference. That's unprecedented in my
focus
time here.
And attention is
can you ever remember that, Andy?
No.
There was not one question asked about the game.
And there was also not much came out of 6 minutes and 34 seconds or whatever it was of the question and answer. Bill, didn't really give anything. I'd say the one piece of news was he did admit that at times it took him away from his preparation this week at times. So
yeah, so if they lose 52-0, we'll know why.
And my headline of cheating and beaten would be accurate.
Well, Josh has come in and he has a question for Paul.
Josh.
So, he said,
Josh, how are you?
He said, can Paul
Chuck
please explain to me how $29 million in deferred compensation in violation of the salary cap does not affect competitive balance by allowing the Broncos to retain or acquiring players they could not afford? You began to explain yourself yesterday while on the phone with a caller, but ultimately all you said was, that's not what happened. Sharp and Schlereth. You go ahead and
the reason I say that is because they tried. There's no doubt in my mind they tried to cheat and they tried to get away with something and they were caught and punished. I'm not arguing that, so let me get that up front. My point is they didn't acquire players with salary cap room because they were caught and they had to forfeit the draft pick for it. You can't be over the cap is my point that I'm trying to make. So once this goes onto the books and league circles, it's legal. So you didn't get a competitive advantage out of it. They tried to cheat. I'm not denying that. And they deserve everything they get. And I think if you want to say that Mike Shanahan is a cheater, I think you're well within your rights to say that. I have no problems with that. Any rocket shot you want to take at the Denver Broncos for cheating, I think is valid. I'm not trying to defend Denver. I just don't think that you get a competitive advantage out of trying to give guys that are already going to be on your team anyway extra money. I don't think that's a competitive. They didn't get guys elsewhere on their roster with found salary cap room, because if they didn't have the salary cap room by the league, they wouldn't have been allowed to do it. That's my only point. Now, you know, maybe it's a naive way of looking at it. I think that you can call Denver the cheaters all you want. Now, Andy will decide he's going to participate in the
Josh,
rest of the
if
show.
You think
it was addressed to you. It said, Paul, answer my
Josh,
question.
Josh, if you think Paul is full of hot air, then email
and
back
and
in
and, be the first.
And let us know. Right now, we have Mike and Sharon on the phone. Mike, what's going on?
Hi, guys. My biggest problem with this whole Spygate, Videogate, whatever, is the fact that, you know, not his fans, but really the people who Belichick let down was his players.
Yes.
They're the ones who
I
are
agree
in
with you.
14, 16 hours a day, working their butts off and preparing for games, and then they have this, and now people are calling them cheaters.
No, I agree, and that was kind of what my commentary is for this upcoming issue of the paper, is that, unfortunately, the players will now be looked at forever. You can't take this away.
But the problem is those players may also have benefited greatly from the cheating. You know, we don't know, but I think it's fair to ask it. When you talk about a player like a Mike Vrabel, who always seems to be in the right place at the right time, Kevin Faulk, a guy we said always seems to be in the right place, right time, to get a good screen pass or, you know, get a 7-yard gain in the middle of the field, he may have benefited from Bill knowing the defense's signals and setting up the perfect play for him.
And it's the question now. It's not
right.
Now there'll always be a question. What was going on? What happened? So, no, I think you're right that the players probably get the worst out of this.
The other thing I wanted to ask is, how come Fred is no longer putting things like, for instance, his Rodney Harrison deal and his thing on this video gate downward is in the paper? Seems like he avoids it now. And, I mean, I've been reading the paper for a while. And,
you mean his edit letter?
Or are you just talking about the paper in general?
I'm just talking about the paper. In
well, this week's minute, paper is all about the...
But wait, were you saying that we didn't have the Rodney Harrison story on HGH?
No, Paul, I did read your
you're talking about Fred in particular.
I'm talking about Fred in particular.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Talk on all the different issues, and, you know, a homer like him, you always want to hear from him.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All right. Yeah, no, I'll ask Fred if he's, you know, why he has... I guess the edit letter is what we're talking
right.
about.
Yeah.
The edit
yeah.
letter.
Okay. No,
we'll
I
ask mean, him if he shows up, if the Hungarian doesn't kill him.
We'll rip him good when he comes in. We'll ask. We'll say the fans want to know why the homer hasn't weighed in on some of these negative topics.
My guess is he's taking the easy way out.
Well, he's being Mr. Positive. He feels like when we are writing about the truth, the HGH, that he kind of brings
it back
the other
way. These stories, that's all we're writing. We're
right.
writing the facts.
The facts.
We're not writing, you know, anything scathing about anybody, you know.
He tries to bring fair and balanced coverage to the paper, so that means if we're all writing about the truth, he needs to bring a little puff piece to that first page.
Exactly.
Good job,
all right,
Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot.
We love your calls.
That's funny.
Except Gary, who gets mad every time he has to stand up and answer the phone.
So people are not happy with Fred. So what about this game this week? What's going to happen?
The Patriots are going to win because they're playing better football. No, not big. 7 to 10 points.
Better they're football. Playing... They played 1 week.
Thank you.
Yeah, based on 1 week, they played better football.
Played the Bears, who are so, on
and I
paper,
also
supposed
think
to be a pretty
they are
good
now
team.
More talented. Top to bottom, I think they're
that
more
I agree
talented.
With.
I think the Chargers, as I said earlier in the week, I think like 1 to 10 or whatever you want to say, the Chargers may be better. But I think when you say the whole roster and you're rotating it in, Junior Seau, Teddy, Bruce, making all these changes, I think there's a lot of talent.
And Mark Schlereth disagrees with Paul by telling us that Norv Turner can't coach a lick.
Right.
Well, that's a different argument. What? I never said Norv Turner was a good coach.
I just think they're too talented that it doesn't matter.
But that's a Schlereth different argument.
Schlereth thinks he's going to screw it up.
On the field and in the players' confidence and mentality.
That could absolutely happen. There's no doubt about that. I think it happened
Schlereth
last year.
Schlereth says it and he buys it.
No.
We say it and he shoots us down.
No, what I'm saying is
are you going to play offensive line in the league? Oh, now he's mad. He's not going to talk, so just read an email.
No, Paul, the only thing I would say is I think if the game is close on Sunday, that might be the advantage there with the Belichick-Turner, because we've seen it before where Belichick makes the right move and the coach for the other team makes the wrong move.
I think that's very valid, but my point that I was trying to make is that I think the Patriots don't have more talent than the Chargers on paper, and I mean, sorry, but I just don't think 1 week is enough to go on in terms of who's playing better football.
I agree with that. Andy's point's kind of
now,
stupid.
If
I think it's stupid to say 1 week you can't base on anything. One
I didn't
team's
say you couldn't base
good,
anything on it. I don't think the Chargers played a bad game. I think they played a better team.
I don't think
they
played a terrible game. I think they played an okay team, first of all. I think but they're better than the Jets. A one-dimensional team.
Yeah. I mean, a team that went into the Meadowlands
last
year and
shut the
Jets out.
I'm not sure they're that much better
out.
Than the Jets.
No,
I think their defense
is
very good, but as a team, I think they're okay.
And I just think the Chargers, I mean, look, I'm not saying it means anything. We saw the team last year. We thought they had a lot more talent than the Patriots last year, and they won.
And
the Patriots won.
It's all about matchups. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like a gambler's nightmare trying to say, well, last week leads to this. That's, you know, you're taught not to do that because this week it's a matchup, and Belichick says it all the time.
But I think they line up better in those if you start to break them down than
did
a year ago when
I
they
totally
beat them on the
agree
road.
With you, they
now
have
they're at home.
They have the receivers.
Have the receivers.
They have the speed. That
added
hurts
some,
San Diego.
Some depth at linebacker. It's not just Adalys Thomas. You have Junior Seau now,
to
who
me,
they clearly, based on week one, think is like a pass defense linebacker at this point in his
right.
career.
To me, the key is going to come down to those tackles. Because if they can keep give Brady time in the pocket, I think the Patriots win. If they have one of their games like they did in Miami, then I think the Chargers win.
And that's one of the reasons, Tom, also that I kind of – I'll tell you, if this whole video thing didn't happen, I'd feel no confidence whatsoever in the Patriots' chances. I think this thing, in a warped way, is going to help the Patriots this week.
I don't think it's warped. I think it's clear.
Because
I think
the
players
are
ticked off.
They generally glom onto things like this and benefit from them. So in that regard, I think the Patriots have a better chance than I would have thought. I don't see the Patriots offensive line completely shutting down that pass rush again the way it did. Now I'm not saying it was a fluke. It wasn't a fluke. It was good play.
Matt Light was absolutely dominant
in that game. Matt Light played the best game that I've ever seen him play as a Patriot. So I'm not saying it was a fluke, but I just don't see it happening again to that extent. I don't think that Merriman's going to have 8 sacks or anything, but I don't see them completely shutting those guys down the way they did. In the playoffs last January.
That's a fair point. Hang on 1 second. We do have someone on the phone, but first I just want to say we have the best email that's ever been sent, I believe, by Dana. And she says, how many corks did Fred have to soak to get his job? He's an idiot. I'm going to keep that one. So we got Scott from Arizona. Raleigh, Scott from close. I was close. Scott
sounded
from
like
Raleigh.
Me yesterday with Jason, John. I don't know.
How's it going, Scott?
Hey, pretty good.
What's up, Scott?
Kind of annoyed about this whole thing, but anyway, one thing I can't get past is that, like we said before, you know, Belichick put this guy on the sideline. He was in wide open view of everybody. You know, obviously a Patriots employee, not with a hidden camera, but with a great big TV camera pointed right at the guys. You know, if everybody knows the Patriots do that, is it really cheating? You know, they know so that you do things to defend against it.
But it's in direct violation of a rule. That's why.
It is breaking the rule, but it's not. I don't look at it as cheating.
It absolutely is cheating. But the reason why is if you know, even if you know what's happening, don't you have to make arrangements to try to prevent it?
It's affecting you.
Now, you know, and the Jets admitted that they had dummy calls all day on Sunday. So now, instead of just worrying about preparing for the Patriots, the Jets, for whatever little time they had, you know, I don't care how small of a window it was, they had to worry about coming up with a whole different set of dummy signs, sometimes 2 and 3 different sets of dummy signs. That takes away your preparation time.
That gave the Patriots an unfair advantage.
Therefore, it's cheating.
I agree with that to a degree. But if you were to tell me, you know, if they were to find this guy was sitting in the stand somewhere with a hidden camera and they didn't know that they were being filmed, I just look at it totally different. There's deception there, and, you know, people are talking about, you know, Super Bowls, is this organization tainted and all this kind of stuff. I don't think it goes that far. I think it goes as far as what you just said, you know, in football and preparation. It caused them to do something extra. Nothing more than that, though, because, you know, like Tomlin said, the coach of the Steelers, you know, that's why coaches hold the paper over their mouth when they're speaking. You know, teams do all kind of things like that to protect themselves against, you know, espionage or whatever.
But that doesn't make it okay or right or fair or legal.
It doesn't make it okay.
It's like saying, you know, I'm going to rob you. I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to do it first.
Right.
But so that way when I do it, you shouldn't be mad about it. You shouldn't think that I'm breaking the law. I told you I was going to do it.
And then because you put an alarm system or something.
No, I just get a gun, and then when you show up, I can act accordingly.
See, he's going to whoop your butt?
Put a bullet between your eyes.
Well, don't get me wrong.
It's cheating by with any definition that anybody could possibly come up with.
I see what you're saying, but what I'm saying is it doesn't go as far. I think it's blown way out of proportion.
But you don't know, and that's the issue. The doubt is there forever.
And you don't know what the commissioner has, too. Like I said, you don't know what other teams have given him. See, that's the thing. Based on the fine and the draft pick, I'm wondering if the Jets was an isolated thing or if he has other things in his possession. I don't think we'll know that right now or maybe never. But this was a steep, steep penalty, and I was personally surprised by it. I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Well, okay, to that end, I hear you keep saying, Belichick is a smart guy. He doesn't do anything without knowing what he's going to get out of it. You can't have it both ways. It's the same smart guy. Then why, then, would he put this guy right there wide open?
That's the question I can't answer.
The unanswered question.
I don't
question.
Know that one. I don't have an answer for you.
Because he's always been doing it and just assumed that no one would call him on it.
Maybe that's the thing, that he didn't think Mangini would ever rat him out like that.
Well, I don't accept the whole arrogance thing or whatever. I think he's smart enough not to let arrogance get in the way of him harming his
But even the
team.
Smartest people have let arrogance get in the
no
way
question.
Every now and then.
Plus, I didn't say anything about it. I just said that he was doing it all along, and no one ever called him on it, so why should he think this was going to be any different?
But arrogance is a common...
I'll let other people use that word.
What about the commissioner calling on
it? But maybe he didn't think Mangini would call him on
it
because he's probably doing the same thing himself.
Someone would have had to have taken the tape and given it to the league. He's been caught before, and no one's ever done that to him, so why was he thinking all of a sudden it's going to be this time?
They usually just kick him off the field or...
Well, understood. But do you think that Goodell could possibly have done something on his own?
No, I don't think so. He'd need proof.
So and the like other these, team would have to say something.
Yeah, but yeah, like these guys said, he's been caught before, and they just kind of kick him out. No one's ever gone to the commissioner with a sealed tape and said, here it is. So maybe Bill just thought, hey, worst case scenario is they kick us out off the sidelines. He probably didn't think Eric would go to the commissioner like he did.
Well, then why did the commissioner release send out the memos this off season? He obviously is aware that something's going on.
Yes, but he didn't have. Well, I don't think he had concrete proof
if
like
he had
a videotape.
Proof, if he had the proof that he had on Sunday, this suspension would have happened. Oh, not suspension. This punishment would have happened earlier than now. Obviously, he didn't have the smoking gun that he got.
It was more hearsay.
I don't know if it would have been as bad because. It was 3 days after
he absolutely
reiterated what the rule is.
I absolutely agree.
If you get caught
that.
Against the Packers, I think it would have been less because he hadn't reiterated it 2 days, whatever it is, 3 days before.
This is a rule
before.
That's on the books, and all of a sudden someone violated it. Okay, we'll deal with it. But now you're basically mocking me. I just sent out a memo Thursday before you played.
Right.
I think that's the biggest part of this ruling is because, Belichick pretty much, he called him out. He forced his hand. And I think Goodell had to come down hard because of that. I think other than that, though, this really is just isn't a big deal. Because, what are people going to say if the Patriots go 19-0?
Maybe
they
cheated.
They might be cheating in a better way, and no one knows about it. And that's, it's not fair.
Same thing they're
going to
say if Rodney Harrison comes back in 12 games and records 6 sacks, 5 interceptions, and 100 tackles.
What did everybody say about Sean Merriman when he came back last year?
Right.
This is so not the same thing.
Well, I know, because it's the Patriots.
Why is it not the same?
It's not the same.
It's cheating. They're all cheating. They're breaking direct rules.
I just don't
rules.
Understand that separation.
They're
I don't get
gaining
that.
A competitive advantage by breaking a specific rule.
If he was hiding in the stands or in the press box filming, yes, I would grant you that.
The but rule says you can't standing. Be on the sideline. He was on the sideline, so he broke the rule.
I actually think it's worse on the sideline because you have a better look, a better view than if you're hiding in the stands. It's harder to do.
So wait a minute. If Rodney Harrison shot HGH up in public, that's somehow not as bad as doing it behind closed doors?
This has nothing to do with Rodney Harrison or HGH.
I'm just asking you, in terms of going forward, there are going to be questions about Rodney Harrison and there are going to be questions about the Patriots because they've both been proven to have cheated.
Well, it's totally separate. And I just
two issues. I don't disagree that they're two issues, but the fact is they broke a specific rule that's on the books, cheated. They're known as cheaters, and people are going to question whether they're still cheating.
And the only point I was trying to make is that's what people are going to say. I'm not saying it's fair, but I think that people around the nation, and maybe even some people here in New England, are going to look at this and wonder.
I think some people. Did,
yes.
Some people are
absolutely.
Doing that.
And let's face it. You have to be just one of those loyal supporters of one particular team not to think that.
Fred.
No, I don't. I heard Bill Parcells. I heard Mike Tomlin of the Steelers. I heard Sean Salisbury. I've heard plenty of people say that this is not a big deal.
Do you want to hear the list of people who think it is a big deal? Because well, it's a sure hell of a lot longer than that one is.
Well, that's just off the top of my head, but... You know, even the
Tony Dungy thought it was a pretty big deal. Well, Jeff Fisher thinks it's a pretty big deal. Parcells
isn't going to think it's a big deal. Right. Who do you think hired the
blueprint written?
Well, what about Westbrook for the Eagles, you know? And even Donovan McNabb said, you know, you got the answer to the test, but you still have to take the test. It's just not that big.
Yeah, and that right there may be one of the most asinine comments I've ever heard in my life. You give me the
if
answer to any
test. If I fail a test with the answers,
if
I
you give me the
to
answer
shocked.
To any test and I can't get an A on it, then you just draw me out back and shoot me.
Well, I'm not saying it. It's just the point is what I'm saying is it's not a big deal.
It's
to
the
him.
Patriots. That's the point.
The point is that some of the people who are commenting on it are trying to be diplomatic, and other people aren't really being as diplomatic. That's
Barry
really
Bonds was a drug user. Rodney Harrison's a well-intentioned good guy.
He just
guy.
Wanted to get back on the field for his team. And I'm not ripping Rodney. I love Rodney. You guys know
well,
that.
Too,
you guys
are awful really negative. I'm really not speaking on Rodney right now.
No, I'm just saying it's a perception. You know, Sean Merriman, I can't get beyond that. I mean, Sean Merriman last year, I don't for a second think that he stopped doing anything. When he comes back and he's sacking everybody all over the place, like he didn't even miss a beat. I don't for a second think that he's clean now. So well, I can't be a fraud and just blindly think that my team is suddenly not doing anything wrong after they were doing something wrong for 6 or 7 years.
But okay, understand this. I hear what you're saying. But what I'm saying is there's a lot. You know, I think that every team does things to gain a competitive advantage.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They do things.
Definitely.
Okay? And I think they don't do things like Belichick put this guy out here wanting people to know, you know, you better defend against this. If you don't do anything about it, then, oh, well, we're going to know your signals.
Do you ever think that maybe he's trying to cover up something that's much more egregious and much more serious?
Well, see,
that
all
he's
of
doing?
That is conjecture.
Well, I'm just saying, you're asking. You're asking, you know, why he's doing it. I don't know and we all said, we don't know why he did this. And unfortunately for us, Bill won't tell us. Because
well,
he won't
it.
Answer any of the questions.
He did it, but I don't think they gained that great of an advantage for having
done
not.
It.
Of course
not. That's fair,
that.
But they still did it, though. That's the thing. And
well,
if they did, if they didn't get
it,
but if they didn't, though, then don't you think it makes it even stupider? Like, if they were getting an advantage.
It was Tom who said stupider,
well,
not Andy.
Dumber, whatever. But if they were doing it and getting an advantage, I can respect that. I don't mind a good cheat. But if you're doing it and you're not getting anything out of it, then you're stupid, aren't
right.
you?
Well, I think that the whole of this story is not known yet either. I think
so. You think they cheated more?
I agree because
no,
I think
other things are going to come out. About
I agree,
this.
And I don't know if you're going to want to hear them. To be honest with you.
Well, I think it's going to be about more than just the Patriots.
I think there could be more with the Patriots.
Just so you know, the focus is on the Patriots, no one else.
Well, and that's fine and well and good, but
well, maybe you're right. Maybe other teams are doing it too. You're right,
and we're not here to take away the faith and Patriots fans are a strong group, and I'm not trying to take away anyone's faith here. I haven't lost my faith. The Patriots are still the team I work for, and I still think that they have they do a lot of things right, but I'm not going to accept everything. As you know, being rosy, when I don't know the whole, you said it right. We don't know everything. Not all the facts are in, and I'm not just going to accept that those facts are going to be all positive for the team that I work for.
Well, you know what,
I
accept that, but you guys, I got to tell you, you're difficult to listen to sometimes because I think you go out of your way to prove that you're not homers. Because I think that is the worst thing. That you guys could possibly be called. I think you're defending against that at all costs.
I have to say that we usually say what we believe. I mean, we really do. Yep. And
on sometimes I agree. I mean,
well, that's okay if you don't agree with us.
I think I have an idea of what those times are that you agree with us. Right. Like when we say that Tom Brady is the best quarterback in football.
No.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in football, and the Patriots are Super Bowl favorites.
That's okay if you disagree with us. That's fine.
It's more than that. Sometimes, like last year, you guys were getting these huge arguments, and Paul be saying something, and I'd be agreeing with him, and I'm just like yelling at my computer, wishing I could say something at the time. And, so sometimes it's not just all of you as a whole. In fact, I've listened to you guys for a long time, and almost always it's not you guys. You rarely agree on everything,
No, that's true.
Right.
That's
usually
true.
Argue.
But right now, this seems to be, this whole story, you guys seem to be in lockstep.
No, Fred just got here.
Yeah, no, Fred's here.
Don't worry.
Fred's here to provide some balance for you.
It's just tough because all these Patriots fans are listening. It's pretty disheartening.
It is tough, and I made the comment yesterday. Andy laughed at me, but I really think that these shows have been among the toughest that we've had to do since we've done this, because it's not a fun thing to talk about, that whether or not there's a tarnished image to the Super Bowls in the past. I don't like having to do these kinds of things.
And for me,
I got to be honest.
One of the things I'm hard on is because of the players. I think it sucks for the players.
I'm with
Paul Perillo. I don't really care about coaches. I think too many fans care about coaches all of a sudden in the NFL. I'm all about players. That's how
I look at it. Because I like the players.
When I think of a team, I think more of the players than the coach. I know Belichick's a god around here, but to me it's the players. And they get the short end of the stick here because they didn't do anything wrong. And that's kind of why
I'm a little mad. The coaching is huge, though. No,
I know. No, no.
No,
I'm not saying coaching doesn't matter. I'm just saying when I look at a team, personally, I think more of the players, because that's how I follow football, is through players, not really coaches. I'm not saying that the coaching doesn't matter, but I just think it sucks because the players are the ones that have to go out there and play and everything, and it just sucks for them.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it.
We appreciate it.
Well, catch me up, guys. What's going on?
Well, we got to take. Gary wants to take a break here.
We'll catch you up.
Gary wants to take a break. Right.
Catch up on the other side.
You're late. That's what's up. Right. Let's get to a break.
Freddie might be a homer, but the PFW boys still respect him.
It's not a problem, Chief. Don't call me Chief. Sure thing, jerk. Chief is fine.
Patriots.com radio.
The New England Patriots set a franchise record for fewest points allowed during the 2007 season. Celebrate this historic milestone with a limited edition Goal Line Guardian poster exclusively from the New England Patriots, free. And if you think that's good, how about having it signed by two members of that record-setting defense, Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren? Take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer by making qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points card and free Goal Line Guardians poster autographed by Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autograph poster limited to the first 200 with qualifying purchases. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com. When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna. Let me tell you about the first ever Game with the Greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching the game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the first ever Game with the Greats. On October 14th at Gillette Stadium, watch the Patriots take on the Cowboys in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me, a bunch of my teammates, and other Patriot alumni. Guys like Andre Tippett, Steve Nelson, Steve Grogan, and Pete Brock will be there with you to enjoy the game and just hang out. Tickets are limited because they're only $25. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on Alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the Game with the Greats. Where will you be?
Hi, this is Richard Seymour. If you're a big Patriots fan, show your team pride and win great prizes by ordering your Patriot Specialty License Plate. Team Rules says your car has to be registered in Massachusetts to be eligible. When you place your order, you have the chance to win Patriots tickets and memorabilia. Proceeds from the sales of the license plates go to the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation. Now that's worth driving for. To score your new set, apply online or in person at your local RMV or log on to Patriots.com for more details. Show your team spirit, give to a great cause, and get your Patriots license plate today.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
All right, we're back. PFW in progress. Why am I still hosting?
Tom's hosting.
Fred's here. Fred, we got an email about you.
Yeah.
This is from Dana, one of the best emails we ever have. She says, how many corks did Fred have to soak to get his job? He is an idiot.
I don't know what that means.
It's our new opening, the Cork Soakers. Oh, okay. You can't guess what that means, Cork right. Soakers?
And you can't even play along a little, have a little fun with it?
No, just playing the role.
So, Fred, you have some news.
I don't have news, no.
Well, you have something.
I wanted you to catch me up with what's going on. I've been running around all morning
with
everything but Patriots.
We told you off the air.
.com?
Yeah.
We, you know, the Belichick spoke. He got grilled pretty hard by the press. Didn't say anything, of course. That's about it.
Well, if you want my take, I think the statement that was released, I think the words were what I wanted to hear. I would have rather have heard him say them rather than read a statement, but I think they were the right words.
He said he did the media a favor because there were a lot of requests last night, so they put out the statement as quickly as possible, and that's why he couldn't wait to say them in at his press conference.
Whatever. But
well
I,
said, Fred.
Wow. I think they were the right words. It's what I was hoping would be said. And they did put it out pretty quickly, I think. As soon as that AP report came out, because I was on the web last night, pretty much soon after they had that issued. So, I mean, I'm sure that the Krafts and Belichick knew what the penalty was going to be and, you know, prior, and they had that thing ready to go. But it made sense to me. Look, I know everyone's disappointed, and I know we're not here to defend what the Patriots did, you know, with the video camera. But I don't know. I feel the need to defend Belichick's honor. I don't think he is a liar, and I don't think he's a cheater. I really don't. I think that if you pumped his veins with truth serum, put his hand on a stack of Bibles, he would say, I don't believe I was cheating. I don't believe we were cheating. Now, the commissioner...
I believe that in a warped way.
But does that make it okay?
No.
I believe that he doesn't think
you
did anything
wrong. I think that's part of what makes Belichick so great, is that he...
I agree.
He's an odd person. He's not like you and I. You know, he's eccentric. You
I
know,
agree.
And he's wired differently than us. And I don't... I honestly don't believe he believes he was cheating. We know that he studied the whole art of war thing, that every battle is won before you hit the battlefield. I mean, that whole preparation thing, breaking down film, knowing every little nuance of the enemy, that's all part of what he does. This was part of that. I think he believes he was within the rules doing what he did. He was wrong.
Right.
He was wrong. And he admitted, I was wrong. That's what I wanted to hear, and he said it. I believe we need to defend his character because I don't think he's a liar or a cheater. I don't think he is. He was wrong.
I think
when you are who you are, you're always going to be toeing that line, though. And I think the Krafts put up with that because they realize how great he is, because that's what makes him great.
Can I just add one thing? You seem to be, and I don't want to toss any dirt on this grave, okay? We talked about this all week. We talked about it the whole time before you got here, okay? But to say that just because he doesn't think he did anything wrong and that makes it okay, I think is incredibly naive and short-sighted.
Well, maybe.
I think you could convince yourself of anything. And I honestly, I absolutely agree with you. I don't think he thinks he did anything wrong.
Well, I'll give you another.
He said he made a mistake, by the way.
A mistake in judgment.
Yeah,
and he did.
So that I think that can, I don't want to sit here and go through all the semantics of every word of his statement, but I don't think that means he thinks he did anything wrong.
No, I think now he realizes he did. But at the time he was doing it, I don't think he did. You know, I'll give you another example of how this guy is, and this is the way he is. You know the new rule this year with the media. The media has to be allowed a minimum of 30 minutes to watch practice or until team drills begin. That's the way the rule is worded. So what does Bill do? He moves up team drills 10 minutes into practice. He's abiding by the rules. Now, is he abiding by the spirit? Maybe not. But he's getting away with everything that he can get away with. He has no interest in allowing the media to watch his practice. But he will abide by the rules that the league gives him. He said this many times. But if there's anything that's anything resembling a gray area, he's going to pounce on it. Now, if that rule had said every team has to allow media a minimum of 30 minutes of practice, that's what he would do. But they threw that or until team drills begin, and that was his out. That's what he does. It's the same thing with this. You know, when I brought down the rule, I don't know, I'm sure you guys went over it, but there's that one line at the end that could be interpreted. He misinterpreted it. He was wrong, and he admitted he was wrong. But that's where he thinks it was okay to do what he was doing. Yeah, maybe it was pushing it. Maybe it was, you know, not in the spirit of things. But, you know, he really thought in the best interest of winning football games, we're going to do this because it prepares our players better. He was wrong, and he admitted it. But I don't think he's a liar, and I don't think he's a cheat.
Well, Fred, what's the team's kind of stance on this? Or are you the team?
I'm at an utter loss for words.
Like, what does the team feel about?
You mean the Crafts?
Yes, the Crafts.
I think the Crafts worked hard on, you know, probably keeping the penalty at where it was. I think they ran to his defense somewhat, you know, but I don't think that they ever, you know, said or denied that anything was wrong.
But do they have an issue with Mr. Kraft is a very influential owner,
right?
Whether it be any aspect of the league. He's a pretty prominent guy. So he is part of drawing up these rules, different rules on different issues.
Well, not these.
No, I know, yeah, but in general.
Right.
And Commissioner Goodell, who he has a working relationship with, is involved with drawing up these rules and then enforcing these rules. Is there a conflict internally for Mr. Kraft as an owner who's helping make a lot of these things, and then his head coach who's doing his best to find loopholes, point them out, and push the limits of every rule he can?
There is absolutely a conflict, but again, I think they realize who they have as a coach. This guy is wired differently. You put up with it because he's such a, you know.
Because he wins.
He's won 3 Super Bowls. Can we just say that?
Well,
can't we just say what everybody else knows?
That's business. Part of it. If he hadn't, I don't think he'd have a job.
But,
well, right.
I mean, we only see this. I mean, Bill Belichick is a tough individual to deal with. I mean, not just as an owner, but a marketing department, community relations department. His sole mission on this team, rightly so, is to win football games.
But is it at all costs?
What? Well,
that's the question. That's the line. Where does that come?
And I draw that line, and I will defend him. I don't think at the cost of being a liar or a cheater. I don't think that he crosses that line, or at least he doesn't think he crosses that line.
Another question we had, I don't know if you can answer this or have an opinion. How much more stuff was Roger Goodell privy to? Was other teams bringing stuff to his attention? What was he working with? Was this strictly the Jets and a camera?
I don't know. I don't know that answer. I'm sure people have weighed in, but I don't know. You know.
And would that affect it? If 17 other head coaches called with complaints to the commissioner, or owners called saying, I know our guy told me this after they played the Patriots, or that, or...
Well, I think it did. I think it's... And I told you guys this earlier. I don't think Bill Belichick was fined and penalized, and the Patriots were fined and penalized for what they did. I think they were fined and penalized for how they did it.
And when they
and
did
hubris.
It. What?
Belichick's arrogance.
I agree with that.
I think that was...
And don't you think the timing, though, too? The memo is sent out in the first game after that memo.
I think
blatantly.
If this was the Colts, or if this was...
It wouldn't have happened.
Okay, so you're saying that the Colts don't do anything, you know, to pre-scout, to find out what defensive...
Yeah, that's the same thing. Pre-scouting is the same thing
they,
as this.
They don't make notes of what the defensive guys are doing and match it up with film later on.
You're right. That's all the same. You're right. Yes, I do think
they
do that.
They don't use videotape, but they do that, right?
Yep.
I hope they do.
They do.
Yeah.
Legally.
So if not, imagine how much they'd win if they did.
Right. So, I mean, the Belichick was penalized as much for his hubris as he was for what
Stop
he did.
Stop using that word. I don't know what it means.
Just kind of like, I'm going to do it. I don't care what, you know, that kind of thing.
All right. So his attitude. Kind
Of and I think his attitude. And I think his overall. And I think it's a, you know, like you said, Andy, there, you know, there's a lot of people in this league that feel that now's the time to, you know, weigh in on this with the commissioner. I don't know for a fact, but I'll bet you
he did get
phone calls.
And people high, like Jeff Fisher and Bill Polian, two people who despise Belichick, are high up on that committee. So I'm sure they have influence, too, when they say, well, this is what we got. Blah. So there's a lot of people that don't like him.
Right. I mean, there's a reason why Bill Polian calls us the Patriots. It's a sign of disrespect.
He doesn't think that's how it's supposed to be said.
No, it's a sign of disrespect. You know, and he doesn't like Bill Belichick. He probably doesn't like anything we do. And that's the way it is. But, again, I'm gonna come short. I'm going to defend this guy's honor. I don't think he's a liar or a cheat. I don't think he is.
Okay.
I think he made a mistake, and he admitted it, and they got penalized.
Did you question that at any point over the last 4 days?
I said it again. The question that kept going over and over in my mind is, if he was going to cheat, why be so damn blatant about it? That's why I never thought he did.
Well,
think he was doing
feel
it.
Feel free to use hubris, because I have the definition in front of me now. Gary printed it out. It means excessive pride or self-confidence, arrogance.
You know who I have excessive pride in?
Tom, I can't believe you didn't know that word.
Wayne. Because he did a phenomenal job for bringing us lunch today.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Wayne.
We are enjoying, while Fred was, you know, defending the Bill Belichick's honor to the end, and Paul was, you know, chiming in with an occasional cheap shot under his breath, Tom and I were eating our tremendous lunch.
Thank you very
Wayne.
Much, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
Wayne, appreciate
you
it.
Rule. This is Wayne's world, and we're just living in it. Fred, you want to say anything? You going to eat anything?
No, I when I stop talking and take
we
a breath,
on
maybe
the phone
I can.
All this time?
Well, it's going to take a little while longer, maybe.
We got someone on the phone we totally forgot about because it's underneath the hubris definition. It's James in Roanoke Rapids. Thanks for hanging on, James. What's going on?
What's going on with y'all?
Not much.
Hey, I thought I'd call in and give my opinion on a few things and ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
It's been kind of rough for this longtime Patriot fan here the last few days. You know, the fact that everything we've been taking pride in is being disgraced right now.
Yep.
And it's just you just got to figure out what Bill's thinking is. You know, why is he got a guy on the sideline doing this right in the open if it's nothing wrong with it, if something wrong with it?
James, does it frustrate you the fact that he's going to just let this statement stand and will never answer that question? To give you an answer to that, he's moved on.
Yeah, that frustrates me because I want to find out. If he really was doing something wrong, he should admit to it, you know. But he's not going to do that, of course.
Right. He's moved on.
He did.
Here's a theory I come up with. And I don't know if it's right or not. I'm not trying to say he done it, what he did wasn't wrong or anything like that. They got punished for what they did because he did something wrong. But what if he was doing this and doing it out in the open, figuring there wouldn't be anything wrong doing about it out in the open? Because he knows other teams do it, and they won't rat on him because they'd be ratting themselves out.
Still breaking the rule.
Yeah, I know.
That's the bottom line.
I mean, it's possible that he didn't think anybody would rat him out. I kind of agree with that maybe he didn't think Mangini would do this.
Yeah.
That's where the arrogance
and here's another person I'm going to defend and compliment is Goodell. I think Goodell has the best interests of the league in mind, and I think he's so far he's been a pretty darn good commissioner. I can't complain with what he did on this matter.
Do you know anything about his dad? Supposedly his dad was of the same mold in the Senate or something?
Yeah, I remember. I hear
something
about
that. He was like a dissenting voice on, I don't know if it was Vietnam, like a major issue in American history. Mm-hmm. His father was a dissenting voice who sort of stood alone and said, this is what I believe in. I know it's kind of all coming down around me. You don't know more to that?
I don't. But
I'm going to have to research
that. You know, I think that I think he's a thoughtful guy. I think he's got the best interests of the league. You know, just like Bill Belichick says, he's got the best interests of his team. And I appreciate the way he handled this. I think this could have dragged on a lot longer. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, we got this done. They made the announcement on a Thursday night. I figured they wouldn't do it till today. And they, you know, they did it before the 11 o'clock news. Didn't try to hide it. So I appreciate what the commissioner's done as well.
And another thing I wanted to ask y'all about was, how do you think the Patriots are going to handle it from now on? That they have been hit with this, and they know that there's a good chance that other teams are doing it. Are they going to rat out somebody else, or are they just going to let it lie?
No, maybe not. I don't think Belichick will do that. I believe he believes in
the condition. What are the conditions of the thing they got? So they're getting a suspension, saying, "All right, we're going to give you this penalty. Don't say anything else about it. Don't say anything about other teams. We'll try to police everybody else."
I think teams are going to have to be on the lookout. But I think that when it comes to Eric Mangini hasn't heard the last of Bill Belichick. I think that
I'd look in his bed tonight for that horse's head.
The border war has gone thermonuclear.
Oh, yes.
And those post-game handshake huddles just got better. Oh.
And you know what?
There's not going to be a post-game anything. I can guarantee
you
that.
There might be a post-game fist fight.
I can guarantee you one thing. If the Patriots are beating them by 30 in December, Belichick will be calling timeouts late in the game to try to score again. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, and here's one more thing before I go. Do you think since they don't have a whole lot on the new coaching staff over at the Chargers this weekend, do you think if they really run it up on them or have a really good game against them, that somebody be saying, well, they didn't have any info on them. How are they using this against the Chargers?
No, I think that exact opposite. I think people will be saying, wow, North Turner sucks, and he's ruined this team already.
Or they'll be saying, well, they had Ted Cottrell's signals from when he was in Buffalo for all those. I mean, I think there's always going to be punchlines, jokes made about cheating in the Patriots.
Look,
it is what it is.
Look, I know for a fact, and I can't believe other coaches don't do it. If they don't, they should. But Bill Belichick has a dossier on every coach in the league, because I remember years ago, Brian Morey, I'm going to throw him on the bus a little bit because no one was supposed to know this.
Ernie Adams.
He was given a tape of a pregame talk that Belichick did with the team on Wednesday when they handed out the coaching, the team assignments for that game.
Thank you very much.
That week's game plan. And Belichick was talking about the coaching staff, and he went right down the line. Each coach, this is where he came from. This is what he likes to do. He was involved in this system in Kansas. And then, he does on third down. He knew, by name, he went down coach to coach to coach. That's the level of detail this guy goes to. And if he can think he can get it even more granular by having it on tape, he's going to do it if he thinks he's not violating the rule. He was wrong.
Right.
But that's the kind of wire.
And that was my theory.
That's how he's wired.
That was my theory when people said, well, why the Vikings? Why the Lions? Because he now has Mike Tomlin.
I'm going to play these guys.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if Tomlin's on that team.
Or the Steelers.
Or defensive coordinator somewhere else.
I know this guy. I know his tendencies.
Right.
That's the kind of granularity this guy goes to. I don't know if other coaches do it. But that's what makes him so great.
And y'all were saying earlier about how the Jets had to put in extra dummy calls because they figured the Patriots were filming them. Hey, they're doing it for everybody.
Right. Right.
Because they know they're somebody's going to start.
Can't argue that.
All right. Thanks, James. Thanks for the call. Another good call. Why, Gary, why are you flailing behind the glass?
Hey, is Felger coming today?
I think so.
Oh.
You love it.
I know, but he's going to get my blood boiling.
Yeah, you and him are going at it. I can't wait.
Do we have the amount of level that Mayan is right now.
Do we have an AED here, Gary? Because I might need a defibrillator during this.
Okay, back to
I'd be happy to electrocute
you. Emails here for a few minutes before Felger gets here. Someone is mad at me. Technology is killing your radio show. Hey, what's up with Casale these days? Take away that damn breathing apparatus he is using to help treat his sleep apnea. His pleasant demeanor is going to kill your ratings and his image.
Well, first of all, we don't have
ratings.
Is he
wearing crystals around his neck and burning incense?
Second Bring of all, back don't angry you dare. Tom. Dare take away that mask.
Nor have I seen this pleasant demeanor.
I haven't either.
Am I more pleasant these days?
He's the same talky.
Well, he's more
rested.
That's for sure.
Well, first of all, to the douche who emailed,
that's what they were looking for.
That stupid
but
thing.
But that's a guy who likes you, Tom.
But that
by the
stupid
way.
Thing doesn't even work. I'm tired.
Really?
Of
it works.
It's
I don't care
working?
About you being tired.
I'm tired.
It keeps you from sounding like a freaking bulldozer.
Yeah, I can't understand it. I go to bed at 1:30 in the morning. I don't know why I'm tired.
Got to watch that Hawaii game.
I'm
watching some Hawaii in the over.
TCU and Air Force went in overtime last night. can't cover. You can't get the number in overtime, Andy, when it's eight. Belichick's behavior has really hurt this team. Losing an extra first-round pick is in a really deep draft, rich in skilled players on both sides of the ball, is very important. It wasn't that long ago we were all excited about having two first-round picks. Now some wish to write this off as nearly insignificant.
Well
that
said.
Is total BS.
Well said.
Perception is 90% of reality. This whole mess has hurt the image of the team. It is obvious from the
hubris.
Hubris of the emails over the last few days that many fans are hurt by this mess. The behavior of other teams does not make what we did any better. Now I feel better and can move on. This week's game is going to be a barn burner. I am really looking forward to seeing the matchup between our O-line and San Diego's front seven. This will be a great test to base our development. Keep the faith. Good hearing you all laugh for a change, and that's from Brian.
If Dad's out raking leaves, go get him. This one's going to be a dandy.
He's an idiot because it's dark. It's 8:30 at night.
Now, I know Paul's blood is boiling, but Paul, a person can be an a-hole and not be a liar and a cheat.
I'm not going to talk about this.
Okay.
Anymore.
All right.
Good.
I'm just very embarrassed.
We have Dave in the Poconos. Dave, you are a first-time caller.
Look
who
at
are you
Andy.
Calling to yell at?
No, nobody.
He's an a-hole, but he's not a liar or a cheat.
Shut up, Fred.
What?
Dave is on the phone.
Dave, what's up?
That is your boss you just told to shut up, by the way.
Well, he's
at least I had enough.
Well,
enough
I'll take care of things. Shut up and let me speak.
We already like you, Dave.
What happened to Eric?
I was just wondering.
Shut up.
Did anybody ever in a press conference tell Bill Belichick, good job?
What do you mean?
Three Super Bowls, champions, you know, winning the division.
You're talking about
the
media?
I know there's a shadow over it now, but I was just wondering, did anybody just tell Bill, hey, you're doing great?
Well, I don't think it's the media's job to do that.
It's not our right. job.
And plus,
but I think that he...
I know I was going to get shot down.
Well,
No.
But I think it's...
We've written it
a million times. I know where you're going with this, I think he gets adored.
What Bill did for us, I'm 44 years old, and since I was 12, I was doing a Patriot fan, and we've been a doormat. And all of a sudden, he made a mistake or did whatever he did. But, hell, I'm shaking now.
Well,
but,
Dave, just
no,
just,
it's
just
okay.
To
I hear what I hear.
No,
where you're
no
going,
one in
Dave.
The press conference told Bill Belichick in the last 3 days that he did a bad job and did something wrong either.
Yeah, they just asked questions. That
they're
to
asking
ask.
Questions.
I know, but did you ever think, you know, he's human, and I think that's the way he's like a stone now. It's
well,
just
I'll
like
tell you. I'd like to have some of these people as my judge and jury.
So this is our fault because we didn't praise him.
No, it's not.
No,
your
Dave,
fault.
Listen, I can tell you this. Believe me, listen. Everybody in this media, whether they like Bill Belichick or not, even Ron Borges thinks he is an exceptional football coach. Everyone says it. Everyone writes it. There's no one's ever questioned him on the football field. Everyone around here thinks that, either on air or off air, you know, in print or, you know, just standing in the locker room. You talk to these guys, everyone thinks he's a phenomenal football coach. I can tell you that right now.
He's the best. He made New England and Mr. Kraft and the whole franchise third. Isn't it third now? Dallas took over. You should be happy.
That's true.
But
I kind of like Dave.
It's just we used to be a doormat, and now we're...
Yeah, you were a doormat until Bill Parcells got here. I mean, let's not... If you're going to talk about who helped the franchise, forget about that. Don't forget about Parcells either, though.
I can't believe I'm talking to Tom Caselli.
Well, don't forget, crap buying it and keeping it here.
No, I listen to you guys. I work nights, and I listen to you guys every night, and you're great, all four of you.
But Parcells kind of took it to the one level, and then Belichick came in and took it to the next level.
Dave,
and those
Dave
were
might
the,
be my new favorite
those
call.
Were the guys that kind of saved the franchise with the craft.
But the thing is imagine working. You guys work what 10, 11 hours a day
at least.
Yeah. And you imagine
except
you have to
Paul.
Go to a, you imagine you have to go to a podium and explain what you did. It's every day. You
Bill, excuse me, Dave. There's no question. I marvel
and
at
I
what
know
Bill
he makes
does.
Millions.
No. I don't even care about the millions. I marvel at what he does and his ability today, even to just say, I'm not talking.
I would get angry up there. No matter what I thought, what I was accused of.
And he doesn't freak out.
No, it's amazing.
And that is amazing. It's something he's not wired like 99.99% of people, because no one else could do that. Everyone else, sooner or later, would explode on someone, rip somebody.
And we'll give you an example. Bill Parcells. Parcells kind of, when he starts a press conference, is kind of like that. But sooner or later, he's got to get into it with you. He's got to, you know, he's got to tell you you're stupid. Belichick never changes his expression or what he says, ever. That's amazing.
But the thing is I work at a hospital, and I'm in charge of 103 servers. And my boss used to say, if you got to reboot a server, you call me. Well, that only worked for so long, and then I start rebooting them. And he'd call me and say, why'd you reboot it? And I would say, it is what it is. You know, that saying, and you know what? I reboot him now, and I don't even hear from him.
That's because you're one of the best rebooters there is.
Dave, you get a little extra in the paycheck for that now that you're just doing it yourself?
No, it's just I have a lot of respect for Bill, and sometimes we fail, but let's go forward and kill the Chargers.
Well, that's what Belichick wants to do, Dave, so we'll take that.
Thanks a lot for calling.
We'll take that cue.
And there's a chance it happens, because I think the players are ticked off, and when you have ticked off talented players, sometimes they explode on the opponent.
Right.
I agree with you, Andy.
Bree from Tucson. Just wanted your opinion on whether or not you think any of the players knew that the videotaping was going on. I heard someone yesterday on ESPN, I think it was Sean Salisbury, then it was wrong, say that they were sure Tom Brady knew that it was going on. Do you think this is true? Was it only the coaches that were aware?
We have no idea.
We all think the players did not know.
We won't ever know for sure.
Yeah, if you're asking our opinion, we all think that they didn't
know.
And
some are, I'm going to take a cheap shot at a guy that's no longer here. Bethel Johnson would have no idea. The guy couldn't learn the playbook, didn't know what was going on around him, didn't know how close Houston was to his hometown. So he didn't know. We've heard guys say, Ernie Adams, perfect example. They don't know who he is, why he's on the field, and what he's doing watching them so closely
yet
at practice.
Yet he may be the second most integral part of this organization.
Right. So a lot of guys have no idea what's going on, except they show up, they get a playbook, they practice, they play, they go home.
And I kind of look at it like the mafia. The Godfather only tells people that need to know what his business are in case he gets in trouble. Not everyone knows. Why? You don't want to tell the players, because sooner or later someone's going to run their big mouth.
The more people that know, the more you have a chance to get in trouble.
I will say, overwhelming, if there's just one guy that knows,
it's Brady.
Right.
Exactly.
Overwhelming.
Or Vrabel.
Overwhelming, it's Brady to me.
I think you take a captain who's very intelligent, loves football, breaks down the game, has a reputation of being cerebral.
But generally, you know, a lot of this stuff we're talking about, they're trying to decipher defensive signals.
But
so I would tend to go with Brady.
There's some other guys that I would put up there on
the
list.
I'm just saying, if there was one guy, if there was only one, he would be the guy I would
We'll never know.
Pick.
He didn't speak this week.
Not to the local media, only to San Diego media.
True, and he was flattered. Now, they were cheating.
Now, Ravi...
I no longer think that that's anything out of the ordinary based on the previous 20 minutes of this show.
Ravi is a regular, right, from Indianapolis?
Only.
He says, hey, all, great job on the show. Actually, I wouldn't know since your piece of shat website won't let me on. Ever since you all changed the layout, I can't get on because of Flash Player or whatever.
Chris
it's
Ferreira.
Not like I have some 10-year-old computer or something, and I'm not technologically
Hubris.
Illiterate either. Is there any way I
Tom
can
is.
See the old version of the site?
Tom's just
flat
out
still
illiterate.
Exists somewhere.
Hey, Freddie.
Ravi, you are exactly right. Email the webmaster and tell him that the website stinks.
I also had that problem at
People
ESPN
can't
Radio
even get
in
to
Boston.
The website anymore.
Don't blame that on the webmaster.
Blame it on the webmaster.
Did you ever hear that?
What's the criticism?
Did you ever hear that old superstition? It's bad luck to enter a room the same way you came in.
Because get an internet connection.
He's got one, and he's not technologically literate.
Why can't he get on the site?
Take the marbles out of your mouth.
I had an issue last night that I had to download something with Flash at home.
Active Flash.
Yeah. Well, that's a problem.
But once you have it.
Because a lot of people like me,
whenever
it says to download something, they don't want to download it because they think they're going to have to pay for it.
More and more sites are going to have this. It's the way of the future. Get on with it.
And press Shift F5 if you want the latest news.
Just refresh your cache. Just clear your cache.
Speaking of not being in a good mood, Craig from South Carolina is on the phone, which means none of us are in a good mood now. Craig, what's going on?
Gary, get the blow-up button.
I'm sorry to piss you off for calling you.
What's going on, Craig?
Well, before Felger, you know, joins your show...
And ruins
it. I heard him last night on the green machine there on ESPN... talking about, oh, yeah, this stuff's been going on for years, you know, and all these teams have turned them in for, you know, jamming radio signals and tapping the locker rooms and all this other crap. Look, I'm a lot like Fred in many different respects.
I agree.
I'm a homer through and through. You know, I love my team. I hate it that all this has happened. But for every clown out there throwing other accusations at the organization and especially the players, I mean, I just think they're morons. I mean, I sent you, you know, I don't know if your filter is going to get it or not, but I sent you guys a picture of some stuff that's being sent in to the Chargers fan forum. Their fans are...
I don't think we got it.
Yeah, I don't know what their deal is, but step off the players. I mean, that's all I've got to say about it. Those guys, you know, and I don't know any of them personally. Yeah, I've talked to them.
Well, you know Asante Samuel.
Well,
I talked to him about you, by the way, Craig.
Do what?
I talked to Asante about you.
Oh, you did?
I asked him if he got a call, and he said he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me about the conversation. He wanted to know how you got his phone number.
He said, don't ever call again.
So I wouldn't expect that number to work the next time you try.
Okay, Craig, we do have the picture. We do have the picture now. Gary had it. It's Tom Brady, and he's holding up a sign. It says, thanks for the HGH, Rodney. It's helped my deep ball.
Let me tell you something. These teams... They're screwing with the wrong team. It's going to be a bloodbath Sunday night.
You think it's the easy win?
Well, I just think that, you know, they were looking for something to rally around. They got it now.
Okay, I got one football question because I know you guys have a lot on your agenda. Is RD right now, the way it's staffed, is it better able to defend LT, who's always had good, very good games against us?
Sure.
Than if Seymour and Harris
absolutely.
Yes, because of Adalius Thomas.
Adalius Thomas absolutely makes you a better defense. No,
well,
there's no.
Thanks,
no
Craig. We appreciate the call.
It would be that much better if it was Rodney, Seymour, Adalius Thomas, right. All of them.
There's no shame, though, if LT has a big game against you. He's done that a few times. It's like when Peyton Manning has a big game.
Right.
You know, the Patriots have won, and Peyton Manning has had a big game. So, you know, there's no shame in that.
Pretty good now.
The defense... Looking good. All right, let's take a break, Gary. I'm a little tired. We'll be back.
Patriots set a franchise record for fewest points allowed during the 2007 season. Celebrate this historic milestone with a limited edition Goal Line Guardian poster exclusively from the New England Patriots, free. And if you think that's good, how about having it signed by two members of that record-setting defense, Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren? Take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer by making qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points card and free Goal Line Guardians poster autographed by Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact, too. Autographed poster limited to the first 200 with qualifying purchases. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com. When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Miles and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna. Let me tell you about the first ever Game with the Greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching the game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the first ever Game with the Greats On October 14th at Gillette Stadium, watch the Patriots take on the Cowboys in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me, a bunch of my teammates, and other Patriot alumni. Guys like Andre Tippett, Steve Nelson, Steve Grogan, and Pete Brock will be there with you to enjoy the game and just hang out. Tickets are limited because they're only $25. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on Alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the game with the greats. Where will you be?
Hi, this is Richard Seymour. If you're a big Patriots fan, show your team pride and win great prizes by ordering your Patriot Specialty License Plate. Team Rules says your car has to be registered in Massachusetts to be eligible. When you place your order, you have the chance to win Patriots tickets and memorabilia. Proceeds from the sales of the license plates go to the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation. Now that's worth driving for. To score your new set, apply online or in person at your local RMV or log on to Patriots.com for more details. Show your team spirit, give to a great cause, and get your Patriots License Plate today.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna. Let me tell you about the first ever Game with the Greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching the game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the first ever Game with the Greats. On October 14th at Gillette Stadium, watch the Patriots take on the Cowboys in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me, a bunch of my teammates, and other Patriot alumni. Guys like Andre Tippett, Steve Nelson, Steve Grogan, and Pete Brock will be there with you to enjoy the game and just hang out. Tickets are limited because they're only $25. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on Alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the game with the greats. Where will you be?
All right. Honey came in and she called me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door.
All right, we're back here at PFW in Progress. We won't be able to take any more calls. We got a lot of emails, and Mike Felger has just stopped by. Mike, oh, I don't...
Great. Hold on. First of all, you've let Casale drive the bus here?
No, yeah. Fred wasn't here.
Fred wasn't here at the start, so it's a short bus.
Mike, I don't
It's the short bus.
Mike, I don't listen to your terrible show when I'm not on it, so tell me your thoughts on this
when
subject.
I'm not on it.
My thoughts. I think it's embarrassing more than anything else. I mean, it's an embarrassment. And I think that you've opened the door for all the people in Philly and Carolina and Pittsburgh... And where else? St. Louis. You've opened the door for those yahoos to say, well, you cheated. Of course you beat us. You cheated. Now, I don't believe they're right.
That's the unfortunate part
but
of it. People can say that.
What do you say?
It's
like a whole nother level of argument you got to get into, and that's not what you're looking for.
Right.
It's embarrassing. It showed incredible bad judgment, and it's just that's the stunner. Right? I mean, and, you know, the nut scrubbers here, of which there are many, will say that Bill never does anything because that's not in the master plan. He always thinks three steps ahead.
He's sitting next to you.
And this is all, you know, nothing is not accounted for.
When does Fred get to start here?
So, Fred,
So then,
Fred, if the genius is such a master planner, what was the end game here? What was this for? What was he planning for?
First of all, I said to these guys, I think if you pumped his veins full of truth serum, put his hand on a stack of Bibles, he would tell you, I don't think I was cheating.
Sure, but he had to have known he was breaking the rule.
I don't know. That's cheating, breaking the rule.
He didn't think he was breaking the rule? Did he not get the memo, so to speak?
I have the memo right here.
Okay.
And I don't think – I think that he looked at that during the playing of a game.
So
that
ridiculous.
Might aid a team during the playing of a game.
No, that's
– And I don't think that he was using this during the playing of a game. And I think that was his out. He was wrong. And Goodell.
So, here, right
can
here.
Can I just ask
what
you
about
something?
The bottom part? It's like the nut scrubbers. Sorry, Fred. Sort of point to this, the aid during the playing of the game. Why do they do this at the bottom of the memo? No video recording device of any type is permitted to be used in the coach's booth, on the field, or in the locker room during the course of the game. Period. It's one sentence.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, but here, every team has video crews on the field, not just the Patriots.
Okay. This isn't the Ray Anderson one, is it?
Yeah, that's Ray Anderson.
No, says from Ray Anderson.
That's the Ray Anderson.
September 13. He sent one September 6th, the day the season started, that said, including, but not limited to,
right,
and specifically laid out filming opposing coaches. Specifically, this is one that came out today or yesterday.
Yesterday.
Okay, the one September 6th. Go get the one September 6th, Fred. The one September 6th said expressly, do not film opposing coaches during the course of the game.
Can I jump in on one thing, Fred?
I understand, Mike, but this was the rule as it was written in
the
book.
This was 2 days ago. Well, that was the...
No, but this is from the book.
Right.
And there's an obvious... 9.1.
Exactly.
Paragraph C.
And I want to attack the rule that you have there written in the book.
So there's obviously a little loophole here.
Read that last line. No, read that last line again that he thinks is the loophole.
Okay.
The part about use in a game.
Or any form of electronic devices that might aid a team during the course of a game.
That might aid a team during the course of a game. Okay?
Any game. A game.
So what is he using it for? What is he doing it for, do you think?
Future games. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah.
So you can't do that.
The point is, you're right. You can argue this, and maybe that's open to interpretation, but let's face it. Did he inhale or not? I mean, let's not, Fred, keep it real is what I like to say, all right? So anyway.
Is that how you roll?
So
I like to say.
So
when he's in the hood.
From a legal perspective, right, maybe there's wriggle room in there, but they close that loophole. Thursday, September 6th, a memo to every coach, every general manager that expressly mentioned filming opposing coaches. And he went in and did it anyway. What's the master plan? I ask you again.
Well, I don't think that he's a liar and I don't think he's a cheat. But I think he made a mistake.
If that guy's not a liar and a cheat, then liars and cheats don't exist.
Okay.
Woo.
This call for what? He's a great football coach, but...
Oh, here come the emails.
Look, Mike, you know, the other,
we're going to get some of those asshat comments.
This is how this guy works. You know, they made that rule this year that the media has to, every team has to allow the media to watch a minimum of 30 minutes of practice or until team drills begin.
Right.
So what does Belichick do?
He moved up the
team
drills.
He moves team drills.
Right, but I don't understand. Okay. What's the comparison? That's
but
apples
I could care
and
less.
That's following the rule as it's written. This is breaking the rule as it's
because
written.
Because Belichick, if the rule is black and white, he will follow it to a T.
Right.
This
but
that
if there's
rule
a level of ambiguity, he will take any.
Okay, Fred,
you have
Thursday,
to be
September
person.
6th, league-wide memo. 32 coaches, 32 general managers. They all got the memo.
Let me see it. You got it?
It's been in every report everywhere. Give me the computer. I'll call it right up for you on the internet. 2 seconds.
But I'll even take that. Black and white, to me, you can't use anything that you get videotaping on the field in any game.
That might aid a
game,
team during the playing of a game.
That might aid you during the playing of a game.
Paul.
So by that letter of the law, it's very black and white.
Paul, every team films the games.
But they don't film the coaches, Fred, and that's what it's about.
I know, but it doesn't say anything.
But you have to read it all. You don't just read the one sentence that you're trying to formulate your whole defense on. It says down here, for use during the coaches' booth. You can't be doing it. You can't.
Paul, we have a video crew and every other team that goes to every game and films every play of every team.
And they're filming the coaches of the other team?
No, that doesn't say.
Because if they are, then they're in violation,
it
too.
It says from the coaches' booth, not...
Fred, the whole thing.
Fred, I got it. In a memo to NFL head coaches and general managers on September 6th, 3 days before they went to New York, Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Ray Anderson, wrote, quote, videotaping of any type, including but not limited to, here's a shocker, taping of opponents' offensive or defensive signals is prohibited on the sidelines, in the coach's booth, in the locker room, or at any other location accessible to club staff during the game.
Okay.
End quote. They sent that out expressly for Belichick.
I just don't think there's any ambiguity.
For 2 days before he was set to go to New York to remind him, Bill, we are not doing this year. You know, this rule that you and Ordway and the other ball washers keep pointing to say that there's some sort of interpretation, Ray Anderson sent that out a week ago to close that up, to say, forget about aid during the playing of the game. Don't do it, period. And he did it. come to grips with that. The first step to solving any problem or bettering yourself is admitting a problem.
Well, he admitted he was wrong in his statement.
He's still weaseling in that statement,
just,
and you know
but you
it.
You just said if you pumped him full of truth serum, I wouldn't think he did anything
wrong. I don't think he thinks he was lying or cheating.
So basically you just said he lied when he admitted that he did something wrong.
No.
He
was told he was wrong. And now he admits it. See, but that's now he knows he's wrong.
That's different. You said he admitted he was wrong. He said that, but
it was pointed out to him that he was wrong, and now he agrees with it.
It was pointed out to him that he wasn't supposed to be taping from the sideline, and he did it.
Prior to that, I don't think he believes he was lying or cheating.
You said if you pumped him full of truth serum, he doesn't think he did anything wrong.
No,
that's what you said.
No, okay, I misspoke, all right?
Okay, I want to go back to...
I'm just saying that this is the wagon you're hitching yourself to.
You're going
to
get me on semantics here.
No, I'm trying as hard as I can.
Hold on.
I am really trying as hard as I can not to get into this.
Belichick's stating his whole case on semantics.
Well, that's true, but... Because of that, I don't think when he was doing it, he believes he was lying.
Let me go back to you. What was the genius's master plan?
You know how he does things. He knows every little thing of every coach that he's ever coached against or will coach against that's coaching. And this is all part of building that library.
So you think,
no.
I'm saying, why would he do it 3 days after the memo in the commissioner's backyard against a team that he knows what he's doing? Why would he do that?
Why would he do that?
I'm asking you.
Do you know the answer?
I think the genius plots out every move 3 steps ahead is overrated.
I also think he must
be overrated.
No, I think the master plotter thing is a little overrated. Or someone's got to explain to me then what the end game was here.
I think he must think this stuff is pretty important.
Tell me why you think he was so blatant on the sideline doing this.
I think maybe his judgment isn't as good as you think it is.
Okay, judgment. Okay. I mean, maybe it isn't. He's a flawed individual. He's wired differently than all of us. He's weird. There's no doubt about it. He is eccentric. He's you know, an a-hole, but you can be an a-hole.
Progress. We're making progress.
No, I said that, but you can be an a-hole and not be a liar and a cheat. And I don't think he's a liar and a cheat.
So you're saying, so then you're acknowledging that bad judgment shows that this master plotter is a little overrated.
I think it's
maybe he's not the master plotter.
I think he's a pretty damn good coach.
I didn't say he wasn't a damn good coach.
And I think part of that you have to plot 3 steps ahead in order to be a good coach.
So he blew it on this one.
I think the whole thing with the injury report.
Did he blow it on this one?
Absolutely.
Okay, progress.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt about it. We know he's been penalized.
I mean, you're sitting here trying to defend him, saying that there's loopholes in here and there's interpretation.
I'm not defending what he did. I'm defending his character. I don't believe he's a liar or a cheat.
What did Barry Bonds say about?
I don't care what Barry Bonds said.
I'm sorry. What did Curt Schilling say about Barry Bonds?
You tell me.
Cheats his wife, cheats his game, cheats his taxes.
Okay.
What does that make him?
Okay, so you know that he cheated on his wife? Do you know the situation that they have over there? The relationship that they had?
I know how Vincent Shinaka feels. I know what he filed in court and testified under oath to.
Oh, okay, so now we're going to some pussy guy that should have divorced his wife years ago but put up with that crap for 20 years?
All I know is what he said under oath.
Okay, you're going to side yourself with one of these guys?
I'm just going to go with the guy that testified under oath.
Yeah, okay, you'll decide what you go against.
No,
you
I know, just... No,
you
no
know,
Fred,
Bill,
I...
You know Bill Belichick's relationship that he had with his former wife.
No.
You know, so then shut your mouth.
All I know is what's in my gut, Fred.
Yeah,
and your
gut... Is...
And unlike you have gut feelings that you feel something out there, and when you get behind the mic, you probably say something else. You know, I'm pretty true to myself.
Yeah, well, yeah, so am I. And you're questioning my integrity?
So you don't think Bill Belichick ever cheated on his wife, ever? You know that in your heart.
I don't know anything about his situation, and neither do you.
No, you're right. We have gut feelings.
And your gut feelings that he cheated on, he's just a bad guy. He's a liar and a cheat.
Curt Schilling said it best. Cheat on your wife, cheat the game, cheat your taxes.
Minute,
what
Curt
does that
Schilling
make you?
Now is the gospel?
Yeah, he's our hero here.
Right, yeah, who is he your hero?
Not really, but...
Oh, then shut up!
God bless America.
I was wondering if they were going to throw punches.
I thought for sure Fred was going to swear. So the next one.
Oh, I was ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul, Andy, and Tom did not leave. We just decided to take that segment off.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Well, I'm going to take it. We're going to take a break. Give Fred a chance to catch his breath here. We'll be back in a minute.
We'll be back after this short timeout.
I need to go pooping.
Hey, Freddie, while we're young.
Hey, hurry up in there.
The New England Patriots set a franchise record for fewest points allowed during the 2007 season.
Celebrate this historic milestone with a limited edition Goal Line Guardian poster exclusively from the New England Patriots, free. And if you think that's good, how about having it signed by two members of that record-setting defense, Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren? Take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer by making qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points card and free Goal Line Guardians poster autographed by Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact, too. Autograph poster limited to the first 200 with qualifying purchases. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com. When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna. Let me tell you about the first ever Game with the Greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching the game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the first ever Game with the Greats. On October 14th at Gillette Stadium, watch the Patriots take on the Cowboys in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me, a bunch of my teammates, and other Patriot alumni. Guys like Andre Tippett, Steve Nelson, Steve Grogan, and Pete Brock will be there with you to enjoy the game and just hang out. Tickets are limited because they're only $25. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on Alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the Game with the Greats. Where will you be?
I know there's a lot of interest here on the, you know, the situation decision last night, but as I stated, that it's over, and we're moving on. And right now, all my energy and focus and attention is on the San Diego Chargers and that game Sunday night. So that's where we're at.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
Statement says it's from you. Did you craft it yourself?
It's my statement.
You wrote it.
It's my statement, yes.
No, why would you not read that statement or actually speak that statement? Just out of curiosity.
Jim, there was quite a bit of interest, and we had a number of requests from the media to respond to the decision. So I tried to do that.
Tell us you never actually stood in front of people and expressed your remorse.
Well, I did.
Yeah. Now I know the integrity of the game is something that
right.
Matters.
Well, I tried to act in a timely way, and right now it's San Diego, and that's what we're moving on to.
All right. Well, go ahead, Tom.
Sorry.
stepping on my toes now. Just because, you know, you yell at Felger, you're not yelling at me.
How do I feel sitting in that big show, that big seat?
Catherine chimes in. Stop yelling at Fred. The bottom line is Bill Belichick is human. He made a mistake.
I'll accept that.
I would, too. I'd accept it if he went up there and said, I'm human. I made a mistake.
That would help. But here, let me ask you this. Do you think it stopped at stealing the coach's signals with video? Or does the fact that they would do that in such a brazen fashion, in such a obstinate fashion, lead you to believe that maybe they were jamming signals from the quarterback to the coach and the booth to the sideline? No. Maybe they were doing other
things. It leads you
to
believe it could be a possibility, Fred.
I guarantee.
The door is open.
No, well,
absolutely.
The door is open. Once your credibility is questioned.
And that's the sad thing. You're right about that. I can't argue with that. Now everything comes into question. But I refuse to believe that is – there's no loophole around that. That's tampering.
You would feel differently about that.
Oh, that.
So would I. I mean, at the end of the day, what they did, I don't think is that crazy because you can do it with binoculars. You can do it with the naked eye. You can do it with game film. So what they're doing is just going to the same place in a quicker, more efficient fashion. All right, but the place they're going to, I can deal with.
Right.
The jamming of signals, I can't go there.
I agree with you, Mike.
Fred, is that it?
And I also
if that's
think,
ever proven, is that it?
That would be...
And I don't mean from you. I mean, is that it?
So there's no wording or loophole that could ever.
He's out.
I would think.
So,
the
Fred,
what
do you think about the SI.com article then? That the Lions and was it the Bengals?
Yes.
Yeah, I went back and looked at Jack Del Rio's press conference the night of that game.
He was irate.
He was talking about it like in detail the night of the game. Forget about years after and like piling on this week.
Yep.
He talked about it that night.
Well, I'm sorry.
Is that
I'm
the
not...
playoff game?
Yeah, the playoff game.
You haven't read this story from Doc Z?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh.
Well,
Gary, can we get that,
do yourself a favor.
Well, what does it say? Paraphrase.
It's not good.
They blocked the signals for the Jaguars. They did it for the Lions. And then when Matt Millen was telling a story about it at one of the meetings, Marvin Lewis goes, oh, yeah, up in Foxborough, mine too.
An anonymous Lion.
I'm just saying what the story says.
They blocked the signal in Detroit for the Lions?
No. Here. Okay, all games in Foxborough.
Okay, Eddie Mack. I mean, you know.
An anonymous Lion was talking
now
about
I know you're
how
scrambling.
They really had things going on offense. Mike Martz had them all off balance. They were out of position. They had a good drive going, and bang, the communication goes down. Next possession, same thing happens. They're moving the ball a little bit. Boom, boom, boom. Same thing happens. The communication goes down. And the guy who was quoted says, all it takes is two or three plays to mess up a drive.
One third down.
And there you go. One third down, and the drive is over. And that's the thing. And Matt Millen is telling this story to Marvin Lewis at the owners' meetings, I believe.
And Marvin Lewis,
and
doesn't,
Marvin
even
Lewis doesn't even let him finish. He goes,
cuts
Oh, yeah.
Cut
up
it
in
off.
Foxborough, right? They cut you off, right? Same thing happened to us in Foxborough. And we know Jack Del Rio, that's a key point because a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork
now
right. that the Patriots have come under fire. And there's a reason to suspect if you're on the other side to say, well, why are these guys coming out now? I understand that. Jack Del Rio said it that night, was irate. I remember Tom. You were there, and you talked about how hot he was.
Mm-hmm. Probably didn't write about it.
And
he also
probably
said,
it in the story, but...
and it's interesting. I know the league rule is that if one side goes down, you have to shut both of them down.
Right. Yeah, but it doesn't matter when you're on offense.
Del Rio said that they kept theirs and we lost ours. They didn't shut theirs off.
They didn't shut them off.
And, you know, so if they would do this, if they would do that, show that sort of judgment on Sunday in New York, why are we to believe they wouldn't do the other? And that's what scares me.
No, but that's one of the most serious things, that whole competitive balance on game day. Whatever you have on your sideline, the other team has to have on their side. For example, I think one of the teams came out with this new heating device or cooling device. I forget. Oh, it's a cooling device that went down the back of shirts.
Yeah.
I forget which team it was, but because they developed it, they had to offer it to the opposing team. Now, the opposing team in this particular game
didn't want it
because it was just something they hadn't used before. But, I mean, it's really down to that detail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if this was truly something that the Patriots did, don't you think that the league would have – I mean, I can't believe that.
It's serious.
It's very serious.
Yeah, that is very serious.
See,
that would be
the
end.
And I think if you're looking at these people now around the nation that are calling everything into question, one of the things that would come to mind would be if they're doing this, which I agree with Mike, I don't think this in and of itself is that big a deal. I think that stealing signs, however you do it, is probably something that every team is trying to do and doing to some degree of success. This way they did it, I agree, it was wrong, but I think that everybody's doing it. But what you wonder is something as minor as this, maybe that's why they were so, you know, brazen and bold about it, is that they figured, well, who cares if they catch us doing that? It's really not that big a deal. There's other things that we're doing. This is going to take the focus off of those other things that we do think are more important. And I also think the bottom line is they wouldn't be doing this if they weren't getting any benefit.
Absolutely.
And
no way. No way would they be doing it for no reason.
It's sort of like the drug thing, too. I mean, Rodney, God bless his heart. I love him as much as anyone. But if you're going to take HGH and break the rules.
Don't use your name and credit card.
Well, don't do that. But if you're going to go over the line, Tom, is what I'm saying. Well, once you're over that sucker, might as well keep swimming. And I think anyone who's going to go over that line and break that rule and take HGH to come back from injury is the same kind of guy that's going to take steroids to make himself a half step faster. And if there's one guy doing it, the team accepts it. Is he going to, I mean, it just opens up this whole sort of thing where you say if they would do A, well, then I think they would do B, C, and D.
Let me ask you guys, do you think we've heard the end of this, or do you think more stuff is going to come out in the next few weeks or months?
I would love to be a bug in Goodell's wall, because I think the last week his phone has been ringing off the hook with Marty Schottenheimer, I mean, just go name San Diego, Philadelphia, Seattle, every team calling up saying, you know, Roger, this happened to me 2 years ago, and I didn't really say anything at the time because we lost. I didn't want to sound like a whiner, but now it's on the table. I just thought you should know that. Bing, bang, boom. This happened, that happened, this happened. And I bet he got deluged this week.
But he's still going to prove it.
Right.
Mike March just thinks if he had just thrown the ball a couple more times for a Super Bowl, they would have won.
I mean, even though you now doubt the Patriots, and that's fair, Goodell can't make a decision based on even 10 coaches calling him. He needs some sort of evidence.
I think Goodell did the right thing. I mean, if this is all he had, if there is no evidence of the signal jamming, and he was just caught taping signals, I don't think he deserved. I thought a suspension would have been too much. Now, if they had more, if they found out they were turning that information around in the game, if they found out they were jamming signals, then, you know, he deserved game suspensions. But just for this, I thought Roger did a good job not caving in to the wolves at the door around the league who really wanted blood.
Fred, you should know the answer to this. You're a new media guy, whatever. Is that possible? How easy, how possible, how jamming of signals? There's a frequency coordinator. How would you get past that?
You can't get past it. It's very easy. And I'll give you an example.
Not the answer I expected.
It's easy to do, but it's also hard not to get caught doing it.
Okay.
And in the last Jets game, you know Leo, the little kid? I don't want to give out his name. The little Russian kid.
Oh, you just sort of did. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. No. You know Leo, the little kid?
The little Russian kid?
Yes.
All right, he's in charge of the audio for BCN. Before the game, we reported that our frequency wasn't working.
Now no one knows who he's talking about.
Gave out his description, his name, and his job.
No, and his nationality.
He's actually not a BCN guy, by the way.
Our frequency wasn't working. And we had
Patriots sideline coaches.
Yeah, the one that they had assigned to us wasn't working right. So we reported that before the game. That was a known thing. He got caught, like, trying to find another one. They thought he was trying to, like, you know, invade the Jets frequency and try to...
now we know who to talk to. Thank you.
You probably should not have said that,
but wait a minute. You know this kid, all right?
I mean, I know we do.
I don't know anybody. Exactly who you're talking
I know who about. He is. I don't know him. I don't know Bill Belichick. I don't know what they do. I don't know who they are.
But
I don't know if that's the exact way the story went.
I know the kid gets on the bus, reclines his seat, and falls asleep, and I find him annoying.
33-second ditch of the bus trip.
I can't stand him.
Asleep for all the world.
My point is, the minute you start that search, they know it. So it's hard not to get caught doing
something. But could you? I mean, you know technology. Is there a way to do it?
Could you wirelessly from somewhere in the stadium send out a signal to sort of jam their side and not
press
a
button?
Yeah, but like you said when we talked about this story, one or two select plays.
All it takes.
Right.
They don't care if they're caught. But that has a source.
And see, there's too many ways to track it down.
You don't even have to kill their line. All you have to do is send in a little static so they don't hear a word.
Right.
Or a beep so they don't hear one word on one play.
Oh, plane
all it takes.
Over, mess
how
it
about
up,
how about accessing the audio so you can hear it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't
do that too?
Because you know everyone that's on that frequency. If you, like, that's what happened. As soon as you tune into that, they know something's going on.
Didn't a report come out that the Patriots were supposed to be on frequency 1 and they were on frequency 4 at some point?
Where was that report?
The NFL Network. I think Schefter said it.
Exactly. But that was reported before the game
that
frequency 1 was not working.
Oh.
That's why.
Right.
I just think the more they look.
I just think that's awfully coincidental.
A lot of smoke flying.
See, that's a problem, Fred. I know, but I mean that every fan in America outside of New England is doing that, and we open the door for them, and that's going to suck all the way through because this team's
Mike,
good.
Mike, I was telling these guys, I was watching NFL All Access Tuesday night, 9/11. They were replaying the U2 concert at halftime of the Rams game, probably the greatest halftime concert ever. In one of the greatest Super Bowls ever. And I was really starting to get a little emotional.
I can feel it.
Because I'm thinking how great a game and event that was. And now, no matter what
cheaters
you say,
It's dirty.
It's got that cloud over it.
That blows.
And that blows.
And that's
sucks.
And that's your coach.
It sucks.
And he won't stand up in his own words and say something about that. You know, I don't know.
What?
I felt like he was reeling you back in. And that's your coach. That's your coach there. Your honor you're going to defend.
You just think he didn't hear it the first time?
It blows.
It does. That's
why Fred has been torn for three days.
I said to these guys, Wednesday or two, I don't know what day it was.
How does Kraft
feel? You know,
it
really doesn't matter what I feel, but when we get 700 emails in a day from fans who are just disgusted, that's what matters. Because without
your listeners are disgusted?
You'd be surprised.
Oh, really?
Without your fans, you're nothing.
They've kind of come around later in the week, but on
Fred
cheered
him up a little. Whew. Before he got here, in Bill, we no longer trust. I don't ever want to hear that again.
How does RKK feel? He was quoted on Monday as saying, well, when you're great, everyone's just out to get you, you know, which I think is a total.
I don't know. I would imagine. I don't know, but I'd imagine he's pretty pissed.
I have no comment on that.
But you know what? Bill Belichick's not a hard man to deal – not an easy man to deal with. I'm sure that, you know, nothing at the level of this, but I'm sure over the last 6-7 years, they've had some pretty difficult times with him. But you put up with him because he's an amazing coach. Mm-hmm. Look, you can say everything you want about him, and the rest of the league can say what they want, but if he got fired today, somebody would hire him tomorrow.
I guarantee you. Can I talk to a player, Fred?
Whatever.
So we're out.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything. Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
And we're back here on Patriots Friday. Mike Felger live from Gillette Stadium. What an interesting day to be here, I'll tell you this. And we continue with our player interviews. Benjamin Watson, Patriots tight end, joins us right now. How was practice there, Ben?
Great. Short and sweet. We like to get in there, get everything right. No, just getting off the field.
It's been an interesting week for you?
Yeah, very interesting. Interesting for everybody involved with the organization. So,
what's it like for you as a player when there's just so much buzz and there's so much media, and now you got the NBC crew in here too, and they're, you know, everywhere. What's that like as a player?
The amazing thing is that, you know, we just go about it just doing our job every day. I mean, it's kind of one of those things that's kind of on the outside, it seems like a big deal. But to us, we come in the morning, 7 o'clock, we go to practice, we lift our weights, and we go home at 5. And it's the same thing as any week. We just stay focused on the game.
So when you go home at 5 and you turn on ESPN and it's wall-to-wall every single minute, New England Patriots, cheaters, Bill Belichick, Videogate, et cetera, et cetera.
Videogate. You'd be surprised how little we watch ESPN.
Buy that.
Well, we get a lot of sports here. It's kind of like, I mean, we get sports here all day, NFL all day. So when you go home, the last thing you want to do is sit there and watch ESPN. So
are you able to tune yourself out to it?
You know, I don't even really have to. I mean, coach comes in there, he does a good job of letting us know what's going on, and then in his words, we're moving on. You know, he addresses everyone, you know, in the media who has questions about it or the fans who have questions about it. That's what he does. He addresses that, and our job is to go out there and play San Diego.
So what did he say to you on Monday? The guys were saying that he apologized.
Yeah. Well, he told us pretty much exactly what he told y'all in the press conference, that, you know, there was a misunderstanding about the rule and whatnot, and he did what he did, and he apologized for it, and the league was going to make their decision. And as far as us as players were concerned, we're going to play San Diego, and nothing changes from that point.
And do you understand after that you're not really – he doesn't want you talking about it? Does he tell you, you know, you don't know anything about it, so I don't want to hear it? I mean, how does that go?
Like a father tells his
kid? Exactly.
For us, we understand that the best thing is for him to deal with it. It has nothing to do with us. You know, we're between the lines. We play the game. And so in that case, there's really nothing for us to say about it because we don't have the knowledge of what really went on.
Benjamin Watson, Patriots tight end here on 890 ESPN and Patriots Friday. How does it feel to be called a cheater?
Who's calling who a cheater?
people around the country calling the Patriots cheaters or Belichick a cheater?
They are. Well, I haven't been called a cheater, so
you
I
have not
I
specifically.
Don't know
no players have been.
What it feels like being called a cheater?
You know, as a team, as an organization, there's. Yeah. You know, for example, people in Philadelphia, players in Philadelphia, Ben, are saying we want that ring from that year because we think you cheated. And the guys in Pittsburgh,
from
are
Philadelphia,
saying,
I saw Roethlisberger's comments and. I think he was kind of joking, though. I kind of saw the comments, so I don't think he was really serious.
When teams who you've beaten in the last couple of years turn around and say, well, they knew our plays, that's not right, we want the ring, that they were cheating. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I don't really, you know, I really don't have any. I mean, I saw the comment that you're talking about, and as a player, he knows that what goes on the field. I mean, he knows that no matter what the coaches do, we still got to go out there and play the game. And he and all the other players know, no matter what their comments are, that when it comes down to it, you got to go out there and play between those lines. And we're not worried about it. Like I said before, that doesn't really concern us. And as weird as that may sound, as much as the hype there is about it, we still come in here every day and just, you know, do our job.
Is that something you can use as motivation? This team, this Patriots team, is as good as I've ever seen as using things said about them, written about them, to help motivate them. Now you have teams out there, Benjamin, saying their wins were not legitimate. Maybe they're not the team everybody thinks they are. Can you use that?
I don't think we need that. You know, we don't need that for motivation. We never have needed what someone else said for motivation, and we won't. We know what we have in the room, in that locker room, and our motivation is to go out there and perform for each other and perform the best of our ability that God gave us. You know, we don't need the motivation of proving someone else wrong. People are always going to have something to say about you, whether it's good or bad. And the less you get involved with what people have to say about you, the better off you'll be.
Do you think it's possible for you all to do what they were talking about, and that is, or, you know, the people think that you're turning around in the game. Do you think it's possible to really steal signs, decipher them, and then get them to the offense in time for it really to make a difference? I think people have different thoughts about that. Yeah. A lot of people think it's just there's not enough time, there's too much going on. It's impossible to even do what people say you might have been doing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's time to do that. I imagine that there wouldn't be from being on the field and seeing how fast decisions are made. I can't imagine someone being able to do all that. But, you know, again, I don't know. I wasn't involved in it.
Benjamin, speaking of motivation and things like that, San Diego has got to be a motivated team. I mean, there's stuff said and done after the game we all know about. But just losing to that, you know, when your last loss the year before was to a certain team, you do feel differently facing the next time. You have to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they realize that they're in for a challenge, and we realize that we're in for a challenge. It's going to be two good teams playing each other on Sunday. And, you know, we're not concerned about what happened last year. I don't know if they are or not, but I know they're going to come in here. As far as this year is concerned and what their goals are for this year, I'm sure they're going to come in here ready to play.
Expect an emotional game more so than usual?
You know, maybe, you know, each game kind of has a different feel in the beginning. You know, you're emotional on the front on the opening day because it's the opening day of the season. And then, you know, big games like this, a lot of times there's a lot of emotion. But one thing you got to be careful of is don't let your emotion take away from your execution. You know, it's great to be emotional in the beginning of the game, but then there comes a point in time where the emotion goes away and it's down to playing football for 3.5 more quarters. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Do you have it in your head anywhere of how important this game could be for the standings? I know that sounds silly in week two when they're not even your division, but you got to figure both these teams are going to be in it at the end. You're talking home field. Maybe if you do the right thing on Sunday night, you don't have to travel to San Diego in the playoffs. Maybe they have to come here, et cetera. Does that enter your thinking?
No. What enters our thinking is just winning the game. Every game is important. Like you said, there are 100 different scenarios at the end of the season, but nobody knows what those are and how they're going to figure out the end of the season. Our main concern is just winning this game on Sunday.
How important is handling that pass rush of theirs early? I would figure to me, and I just remember being in San Diego last year and seeing in the second half Sean Merriman on the oxygen tank, Sean Phillips on the sideline. Yeah. And San Diego to me seems a little bit like a front-running kind of team. They make a play early. They get up. And you know, like the schoolyard bully, but if you can stop them early, that maybe they're on the sideline sucking oxygen in that second half.
Hopefully they will be. You know, hopefully we do a good job and knock them around early. But we're prepared for a four quarter war. You know, we're prepared for them to come in there and make some plays and us make some plays. But we just want to make more plays than them. But it's going to be a good game. Two great teams.
Do you understand? It could just be a wild night. I mean, between last year, the quality of the teams, the storyline of Belichick, national TV, NBC, and it's going to be potentially one of those crazy nights.
Yeah, but again, we're gonna be out there playing it. So to us, it's coming to work. It's kind of the culmination of your week of work, and you get to go out there and have fun and play on Sunday night.
Benjamin Watson, Patriots tight end. Good luck Sunday night, Ben. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you later.
Okay, we got more coming up next live from Gillette Stadium on Patriots Friday. It's 890 ESPN and the Mike Felger Show.
Ben, all right, bud. I appreciate it. All right, man. I'll see you tomorrow. Well,
see you Sunday night. Yep. Yep.